and then I was no longer with him. 64 began for me in Europe. I was there New Year's Eve, or New Year's, and one of the first things I did in the New Year on a trip back, I happened to be in Paris, ran into some friends, and they suggested that I go down and see a concert, and it turned out that it was the Beatles. I saw the Beatles play live in the beginning of 64, and things seemed to change a little musically for lots of people at that point. And when I got back to the States and was in Boston, it seemed like the Nashville thing and Bill Monroe and the whole, hey, it was more redneck then than it is now, let me tell you. That whole scene seemed pretty far away. And when I ran into the jug band, and ultimately they asked if I'd play with them. It seemed like it was the right thing to do at that time.
On tenor banjo, I suppose, huh?
Well, I continued to use the very same banjo I played with Bill Monroe, and in fact, the G tuning, the tenor is tuned much differently.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even use the plectrum tuning, which is the same as the C tuning of the five string. I used the standard G tuning, except I've either muted or sometimes just put the fifth string off the side of the bridge. And I did play with a flat pick. And, you know, I still do. A couple of weekends ago, I got this call from a guy who does Dixieland, a strolling Dixieland band thing up in Albany. And ended up going up and sitting in for the banjo player that usually works with him.
No big deal.
And it was a lot of fun. I mean, playing five-year-old Dixieland tunes and standards. And I can find pleasure in that. You may or may not know that Vassar Clements made it through the difficult years playing tenor banjo in a pizza parlor in Nashville.
I didn't know that. Which one?
What pizza parlor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, I'll be darned. I never heard that one.
At that point when I, in 64, it was later that year, but that was the year I joined the jug band, it was later that year I decided to buy a steel guitar. So, I worked with the jug band, I think it was through 68 or early 69.
Mm-hmm.
And then I began with Ian and Sylvia.
And the Great Speckled Bird, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Lived in Canada, between Canada and Boston. After finishing up with them, I decided that I would move out here, and I moved to Woodstock in 1970, I guess.
You're playing with Ian and Sylvia. That was a banjo? The bluegrass banjo, or what?
It was mostly steel guitar and about, I'd say, 30% banjo.
Alrighty. So, here you are, early 69 in Woodstock, huh?
It was 1970.
Okay, alright, fine. Where does this Blue Velvet band come in?
Well, that's,
and later,
yet to happen.
Okay.
I was with Ian and Sylvia for about a year. Then he changed the whole band, and so I was on the market.
All right.
Then I ended up beginning to go going out with Jonathan Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
We had a hit called Sunshine. We made a few records, and we toured quite a bit, then he decided he had some success with his tune and decided he was going to go retire. And then, I believe that brings us roughly up to about the time that the Blue Velvet Band thing. I'll have to double check the dates on that, but it was, wasn't it about 74?
Well, I have 69, so obviously that's incorrect, because you just left.
I'm trying to remember now. If I mean, I know what I'm confusing it with, and I was about to say 76, and it's the Mule Skinner thing.
72, it says, with yourself and Peter Rowland, Clarence White, and Richard Green. 72.
Uh-huh. All right.
I think that's what he told me. And
It's stupid for me to guess it. I mean, I have I couldn't put down the phone and go get the video that's just been released, which certainly has the date on there. As far as a timeline goes, I'll have to do my own double checking for an event as opposed to a period of time. I wanted to get at least the people that I've worked with and sort of my own thing into a certain chronological order.
Yes, sir.
And I did work with Sylvia and subsequently with Jonathan Edwards. And then I also worked with Judy Collins.
And what period was that?
That was the mid-70s.
Okay.
I began to work more in when Judy changed her band around. I decided I was going to look for more work in Europe and started going over there, initially just myself, and then also with a fellow named Jim Collier, and the two of us ended up making, I did some recording over there. Jim Rooney toured some with me, and Jim Collier, and then Kenny Kosek as well. I ended up spending a lot of time over there, and eventually getting married over there.
Hmm.
And my first son was born in France. And that was in 77. One month-long event at that period of time was a tour that David Brisman and Tony Rice and I did in Europe, and it followed my first time ever, and I think David's and Tony's, to Japan during the summer of that year. And I think it was 77. It was the David Grisman Quintet plus Richard Green and myself as special guests, and who toured in Japan. And basically, there were two groups. One bluegrass with Richard, myself, and David, and Todd
Phillips,
and let's see. I guess Todd played bass, and Daryl Anger played. Yeah, I think so. Played fiddle.
Yeah.
No, Richard played fiddle.
So Todd.
Then,
okay.
Right. In David's group, it was Joe. His first bass player. What's his name?
It wasn't Rob Wasserman, was it?
Long before he played.
Carol.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And actually, we got back from that tour in Japan, and month later, we began a month-long tour in Europe, which began at a big festival in Switzerland and ended up in the Cambridge Festival in England. And then they flew back home, and I stayed over there. Actually later got the family together and sort of moved back over here.